So in 1992, that was my first cruise. I was 18 years old, 18, maybe 19 years old. And I got deployed aboard the USS Saratoga for a Mediterranean cruise. So we left in April, maybe March or April of 1992, and got home in November, I guess, October, November. But on that cruise, there was we made the news because I can't remember. I want to say it was September, maybe. August or September, we supposedly accidentally blew up a Turkish battleship. So we were doing maneuvers out in the Mediterranean, what they call, you know, just battle maneuvers. You go out there and you play, you get other countries involved and you just play war games. And during this war game, we accidentally supposedly launched two Sea Sparrow missiles, which are, you know, surface to air missiles. We launched two Sea Sparrow missiles and they took off and they hit a Turkish battleship that was in our battle group playing with us and blew the superstructure off the ship, killing quite a few people. And it was a big deal. We got ordered to come back home almost immediately. The captain got relieved of duty. But, you know, prior to that happening, about 2 weeks prior to that, again, I was enlisted at this time and I was an aviation ordnanceman. We had on the spots and on the ass of the ship, you had to take the trash down there and get rid of the trash. And I had trash detail. So I was taking the trash down to the back of the ship that night. And, you gave it to the guy and then they throw it in a big incinerator. But I was like one of the last ones to come down to the ship that night and gave the trash. And me and the trash guy were just sitting there talking. And in the wake of the ship, there's a picture. I'll have to try to find a clip and share it with you. But someone had posted a clip, maybe it was a year ago, maybe. And it showed a bright yellow type of light coming into the wake. So there's a ship out at sea. And what you see in the wake of the ship is there's this bright glowing yellow ball of light that kind of comes up to the wake and sits there and then goes back down. That's exactly what I saw behind the wake of the Saratoga in 92, about 2 weeks before this incident happened with the Turkish ship. I mean, we were sitting out there talking, me and the guy were talking, all of a sudden this huge yellow light floated up, was right below the disturbance of our wake. Our wake, you know, is about 90 foot wide, and this thing hit both edges of the wake, so the light was at least 90 foot wide, and it just glowed almost like a soft yellow light bulb right underneath the water, and then it went back down just as quick as it came up. It went back down, and both he and I were like, you know, what in the hell was that? You know, so me being an 18, 19 year old kid, I ran back to my shop and started telling the other AOs, aviation ordnancemen, what I saw. And of course, at sea, they all think you're lying and they made fun of me and they joked about it. But I mean, it was something very bizarre. I didn't know what it was. And I mean, it wasn't a submarine, it wasn't lights from the Saratoga. It was just, you know, it was probably 200 feet behind the ship, you know, and 90 foot wide. And I don't know, but, you know, what struck me was I saw that. And then 2 weeks later, we had this accident aboard the Saratoga where we blew up the Turkish ship. But as I was in chow, so that was the talk of the ship. When that happened, everybody was talking about it, you know, what had gone on. And so I was down in the chow hall eating. And next to me were two guys that were worked up on the bridge with the captain, two enlisted guys. I distinctly remember the one guy being an E-5 because he had a crow with two stripes. And I was a E-nothing at the time. But this guy was talking to his buddy that had been on the bridge with him, and they were talking about these fast movers. You know, I remember they used that term, fast movers, and I was like, what the hell are they talking about? And as I sat there and kind of eavesdropped, they were saying that the battle group had been tracking something that was going underneath the water and that was moving at 200 to 300 knots and had been buzzing around the battle group for like the last 2 weeks. And that caught my ear because I was like, oh wow, 2 weeks ago I saw that weird light. These guys are saying they've been tracking something under the water doing it 200 to 300 knots underneath the water. And, you know, they've been tracking it in the battle group. And then one of them said something to the effect of like, I can't believe when it came out of the water, you know, we shot at it and they redirected the missiles. And I remember that word saying redirected the missiles. So I was like, what the hell are they talking about? So I went up and started talking to my chief at the time aboard the ship and started telling him what I heard down in the chow hall. And I said, you know, this sounds like we shot at something. We didn't accidentally shoot these Sea Sparrows by mistake. You know, it sounds like they saw something, they shot at it, and these missiles were redirected. And the chief just basically told me to stop talking about it and forget it. But still to this day, my gut feeling has always been that that wasn't an accident. I mean, to launch Sea Sparrow missiles by accident during an exercise would take a lot of failures. I mean, we have multiple steps to ensure that kind of stuff doesn't happen. Of course, the captain was relieved of the Saratoga. Multiple people in the chain of command were relieved for that quote unquote accident. But still to this day, it's my firm belief that whatever I saw that light lit up in the wake was probably what these guys said they were tracking for 2 weeks. And it sounds like they popped out of the water And they took a shot at them with Sea Sparrow missiles, and those Sea Sparrows were redirected and struck a battleship. But yeah, it was just a glowing. It was a light that started out almost as a pinpoint, and then it grew larger. So it's almost like you could see it at depth, you know, deeper. It was small, and then as it rose to the wake, it grew in size, got about 90 foot wide, and then it slowly started shrinking back down and looking as though it was getting deeper. But it was, like I said, it was just almost as if you took a yellow light bulb and just kind of slowly lifted it up to the surface of the water and then took it right back down again. And the whole thing lasted maybe 2 minutes, if even that, maybe 90 seconds. It just came up, lit up, and then went right back down. And both me and the guy on the sponson were just like, what the hell was that? You know, we were like, yeah, that's, I was new to the Navy. I was new to being at sea, but I knew that was something weird. Well, I definitely think it was a USO, you know, whatever they're calling, you know, underwater, what they call them, USOs now is what they're referring to them as. I think it obviously was some kind of craft that was under the water that was, you know, probably mirroring our battle group, watching what we were doing, came up to the surface for a little bit and went back down. As far as, you know, what went on later with the accident, if that was involved with that, I mean, you know, I'm not sure, but you know, my gut has always been that probably what we were seeing out there, what I saw out there, was definitely an underwater craft of some type. And then we're talking about 1992, so you know, for it to be something that we would have, I don't know.
And what about the spheres? You got any ideas on what you think they might be?
You know, my gut on those, and just hearing the Marines talk about them, and you know, it sounded like obviously they were doing data collection. I mean, to me, it's undoubted, because they said that as the battles ramped up and got more intense and more fierce, and as they used more ordnance, they said that it was directly correlated to as they used more ordnance and started doing bombing runs and different things. They said these things would just pop up all over the place. They seemed to be specifically interested in the ordnance that was being dropped from the planes out there. So I think they were some kind of data collection device as far as, you know, whose they were. I don't know. I didn't personally see them do anything that was not, you know, I didn't see any instantaneous acceleration. I just saw them hovering and slightly moving. So, you know, I can't say that they were exhibiting any characteristics that aren't something we could create, but there were no flight surfaces at all. I couldn't see any kind of rotor wash. I couldn't see any heat signatures. It just, like I said, it looked like a floating balloon for me. But if you believe the Marines, which I did, like I said, the first recon Marines I was out there with, they were good guys, and they told the truth, I believe. And based on what they were seeing, I mean, especially when they said they unloaded a 240 on them on a couple occasions and couldn't even scratch them, I don't know. I mean, that makes me feel like there was some kind of force field around it. You know, are these things using some kind of, you know, gravitics that's causing it to, you know, not be able to be touched by typical ordnance? I mean, I don't know. But my gut tells me that if they're ours, you know, they're deeply classified. If they're not ours, I mean, I still go back and forth with all this stuff. I mean, I know people are now saying that the infamous Tic Tac, you know, there's sources out there saying that was a deep project, a deep, you know, one of ours, but I don't know.